If you've ever met a teacher, you know they can often use some extra cash. Annie Edson Taylor was once a teacher in need of that extra dough, and she came up with one of the most original money-making schemes ever to get it. In 1901, Annie went on a mission for fame and fortune by plummeting down Niagara Falls in a barrel. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement.
Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
Let me introduce you to Annie Edson Taylor. She led quite a life. Widowed before she turned 21, she went on to survive house fires, earthquakes, even a stagecoach robbery. With a gun held to her head, she told the robbers, "Blow away. I would as soon be without brains as without money." She wasn't bluffing. She had zero interest in being broke. In 1901, she's a 62-year-old charm school teacher. There wasn't a lot of money in teaching rich kids manners, so she researches some get-rich-quick schemes. Inspiration strikes. Annie decides she'll become the first person to ride down the Horseshoe Falls portion of Niagara Falls and actually survive. She thinks the key to living through the almost 170-foot drop straight down is to ride inside a barrel instead of a boat. The resourceful charm school teacher designs the barrel herself. She brings a cardboard and twine prototype to a local beer keg company. Annie selects pieces of white oak and has them bound with 10 metal hoops. Her barrel ends up being a little over 4 feet tall, and she has it painted with her name and the date she plans to take her plunge, October 24th, 1901. She puts an anvil in the barrel to weigh down the bottom and keep it from flipping. She has it padded with a mattress. She even installs a leather seatbelt. You know, safety first. When the big day is almost at hand, she heads to Niagara, where everyone thinks she has a death wish. Horseshoe Falls is Niagara's biggest. The water flows down, falling almost 170 feet at roughly 32 feet per second. Plenty fast enough to crush you at the bottom. Annie proves her barrel will keep her plenty safe by testing it on her cat. Yep, she sent her cat down the waterfall. PETA wasn't founded until 1980. Luckily, her cat survives, and I'm guessing never walks near a barrel ever again. October 24th, 1901. The big day. Annie and her barrel board a boat on Niagara River upstream from the falls. Mid-river, Annie, celebrating her 63rd birthday, gets in the barrel, arranges her padding, buckles up, and has herself sealed inside. The barrel is placed in the water after being secured to the boat with a rope. Some men on the boat then use a bicycle pump to push enough oxygen into the barrel to last for roughly an hour. I imagine they also exchange plenty of, "She's really doing this, isn't she?" glances. And then they cut the rope and she floats downstream ahead of them. She has now passed the point of no return. Either she survives or she dies in the falls. Her cat, if you're curious, is safe and sound on dry land and probably still mad about its own barrel ride. The river pushes her faster. The rush and the roar of the falls grows louder around her. Louder still, splashing chaos until a brief moment of peace over the precipice, floating in midair. Annie falls. Within seconds, her barrel sinks deep underwater and then shoots up moments later. Spectators watch it bobbing, tossing, turning in the rough water. No one knows if she's alive or dead inside. Moments later, men on a nearby waiting boat pull her aboard and open the barrel. They announce her feat via megaphone and steamship foghorn. The woman is alive! Annie survives with just a few scrapes and is determined to never, ever climb inside another barrel. She says nobody ought ever do that again. For the next 20 years, Annie cashes in on her big ride. She sells pictures, writes a memoir, acts in a silent film about her adventure, even does psychic readings around Niagara Falls as a celebrity clairvoyant. To this day, Annie remains the first, oldest, and only solo Niagara Falls barrel rider. And I'm pretty sure, I hope, that her cat remains the only feline Niagara Falls barrel rider. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Annie Edson Taylor, check out her memoir, Over the Falls, Annie Edson Taylor's story of her trip, How the Horseshoe Fall was Conquered. We found it incredibly helpful for this episode. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness on Monday. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.